This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 18th. Well, the stock market is getting up on the wrong side of bed today, and there are a couple of reasons for that. The first is that Britain's in a really bad mood this morning. Their inflation came out, and it soared to a 9% annual pace, okay, up from a 7% annual pace in the previous month. And so inflation in Britain is running at the highest level in over 40 years. However, the real catalysts behind Britain are soaring electricity and natural gas prices. So Britain, you know, has been going heavily to wind, and but they didn't have the inventory of crude oil, natural gas they normally did, and so it's a bit of a mess over there. So what they call the national grid, their utility, everybody's mad at them, okay? Everybody's mad at Boris Johnson. And the other thing I want to add is that the British pound has fallen 12% compared to the U.S. dollar in the past year. And obviously, energy is priced in dollars. So what you're going to see is that these countries with weaker currencies, energy is going to take a big, big toll on them. Now, the euro has fallen 13.5% against the U.S. dollar in the past year, even more. And so you may see that in their economies, too. Now, it's different, you know. France is, has a lot of nuclear, and they're pretty efficient with it. So maybe France won't have the energy inflation that the U.K. has or Germany's now suffering from. So fascinating times we're in, folks, but inflation is still hurting the countries with weak currencies. But in our country, because the dollar is so strong, it's shoving commodity prices lower, and inflation has peaked in America, period. Okay, but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods, okay? A good example is, you know, Walmart and Target have announced this week, I think Costco's after the close today, and what the retailers are struggling with are higher shipping costs, okay? And as well as the normal supply chain glitches of cargo containers and all. And so those high diesel costs, the higher wages that truckers have to get now are all taking a toll on their bottom line. And Target is a casualty today because even though their same store sales went up 3.3%, their margins were under intense pressure from higher shipping costs and the transportation bottlenecks. So that's unfortunate. I own Target, and Target was an oasis out there in retail. You know, they call it Target because it's a little more upscale than a Walmart. So that's, again, unfortunate. So I'm sure the stock will bounce back, but, you know, right now all these major retailers are trying to figure out how to deal with higher shipping costs. Because let's face it, we're a diesel country when it comes to shipping everything around the U.S., and diesel prices are a lot higher than gas prices right now. So, interesting times we're in, but if you have energy stocks, you don't have to worry, right? Because when one stock zigs, the other stock zags, I've been diversifying into more and more energy stocks here. I hope you folks have too. But if you don't have the energy stocks, you don't have any ballast in your portfolio. So these high energy prices are going to persist, okay? There's a lot of demand in the summer months that are going to keep crude oil prices high. Natural gas prices are already artificially high because we're exporting a lot of natural gas to Europe so they can break away from Russia. Crude oil prices fall in the fall, but this time around it may not because, again, we're all trying to get production up to help Europe and everybody else that's trying to break away from Russian crude oil and natural gas. So fascinating times we're in, folks, but you got to have a big energy bet, period, okay? The other thing you're going to hear is what's going on with a lot of the public pension plans in America. You know, about 38 states do ESG investing, and they have a, you know, an an environmental override on their portfolios. And so they are not investing in fossil fuels, okay? So that means pretty much every major pension fund in America that follows any ESG mandate is going to be in real trouble, okay? Now, ESG was has been pushed by a lot of people, but one of the pioneers of avoiding fossil fuels was this guy named Tom Steyer. You may remember him. He ran for president. He was a trustee at Stanford. He got them to divest from fossil fuels. And, you know, energy is still less than 5% of the S&P. And it got down to 2% not that long ago. And, you know, Exxon got kicked out of the Dow. And right now it's going to be fossil fuels forever because the renewables can't keep up. We don't have the batteries. More companies are trying to do iron phosphate batteries on EVs versus lithium ion, but we just don't have the batteries, folks. It's just it's as simple as that. So you probably know that lithium prices have soared, nickel prices have soared even more, and there's more nickel in the latest and greatest lithium ion batteries. The cobalt comes from the Congo. It's very hard to get. It's unfortunately mined by little kids crawling in 100-foot holes, so it's very dangerous for the kids. There is some strip mining for cobalt underway too, but we just don't have enough materials to make the batteries to do the EV revolution. And I'm not anti-EV; I own one. And but I'll tell you, the fossil fuel sector is going to be very, very healthy for some time. So I hope you have big bets there. I've been certainly plowing in there. The shipping area is also very interesting. We had some good earnings today from the shipping stocks, although it got hit with profit taking afterwards. But, at least their needs are better than I expected. So hang in there, folks. We have to go through these oscillations for a bit longer. I was telling conservative investors if they want to get in maybe early July, before the next round of earnings, these oscillations in the market are going to persist a bit longer. Okay, so obviously we were up sharply yesterday, we're down today. Hopefully, we'll be up on Thursday. We'll see where we are on Friday, but the swings in the market should become less severe. Okay, and I think we'll be okay. So let the market ring itself out, exhaust all the risk. But again, if you have energy stocks, you don't have to worry because it's ballast. So that's it. Salih Navalier. I just want to update you on what's happening. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. But take care, everybody. I know it's still volatile out there and still unnerving to a lot of people.